This morning, our focus is going to be reflecting. This morning, our focus is going to be on connecting to the breath and sustaining on the breath. And we're going to do this in a particular meditative style that's described in one form within the Satipatthana Sutta, in that first establishment of mindfulness of the body. To the degree that there is known, there is a body. That's the instruction. Cultivating the sense of arriving. Arriving where? Here. Arriving when? Now. The sense of being present, of being available here and now, this moment, this moment. It's not like, you know, being alert, the cat at the mouse hole kind of alertness. It's more awake and alive to life. And life is this very moment. Bringing mindfulness front and center. This sense of being available for the Dhamma with mindfulness as our tool. We turn attention to the body. The body as it reveals itself here and now. Not our views and our opinions. Awareness of the body and the body, the Buddha tells us. Not judging the body. Not comparing the body, not fixing the body, but the felt sense of the body here, now. Felt sense. What it feels like, this thing we call body. Receiving it, receiving the experience. Views and opinions, but sensory, sensate, soma, all these different ways we describe it. And if you will, please, drop your attention to the lower half of the body, starting at the pelvis. Feeling in the pelvic bowl the bone structure, that which is hard, firm, heavy, the earth element in the sit bones, in the bones of the iliac crest, all of these bones in the pelvic bowl, earth element. Feeling through skin, through tissue, through vessels, to the bones themselves. And then move the attention to the upper legs and the femur bones going into the knees. Again, feeling the bone that is the foundation of each upper leg. Earth element, hard, firm, heavy, earth element. And then from the other part of the knee down through the lower leg bones, those two lower leg bones. Again, earth element, hard, firm, heavy. So the pelvis, the upper legs, the lower legs, feeling the bone experience. If there's any doubt, act as though it will arrive. Just act as though. And then into the ankles and the feet. So many bones in the feet. So again, relatively hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. Earth element being known. And then the toes, all these bones, each toe with these more than one bone, three bones. Earth element, earth element. In Zen, they refer to it as sitting in the bones. And now, one more request. Invite the earth element in the body to rest on Mother Earth. Just invite. We tend to either be pushing towards earth or pulling away. We don't just let earth element rest on earth, and yet it's so natural. We call it gravity, this relationship. As you do this, you might feel the breath more fully in the lower abdomen, or that the spine is more responsive to the breath, or just that you feel grounded, or that you're really resting, sitting on the sit bones. You may not feel any change at all, but there may be a sense of well-being. Letting the earth element rest on earth creates a relaxation response. The nervous system switches down. And now, feel the shoulders and the upper arm into that shoulder bone, the upper arm bones, humerus. Again, earth element, hard, firm, heavy, always relative. And the same with the elbow and the lower two arm bones. Hard, firm, heavy. And the wrist and all the bones in the hand, and then the fingers. Earth element, earth element. And just allow the earth element to again rest on Mother Earth. In Aikido, we called it weight underside. We learned how to let the weight feel underside, to have this natural relationship with Mother Earth. Again, you might feel an ease in the chest, or the upper spine, or the neck, or relaxation in the face, or feel nothing whatsoever, and yet a harmony. Sitting in the bones, resting on Mother Earth. Earth to earth. Here, now. And notice one characteristic, that relatively, the earth element is quite still. Not a dead stillness, but there's stillness. That's why the groundedness is so effective. Taking the stillness of the earth element as our object temporarily, we start to notice, you're invited to notice, the wind element, which we experience primarily through what we call breath. The wind element is characterized by movement. So turning your attention to the breath, aiming your attention at the breath, meaning focusing the attention on the breath, and then sustaining, gently, gently sustaining attention. You're not clinging to the breath. You're letting curiosity and intention lead this focusing. Focus this momentary attention. It's like the spotlight that the mind can use for recognition. So you're noticing the breath. It's ever-changing. You can follow it at the belly, arising and falling in the belly. You can follow it in the chest. Again, this movement at the beginning, the inhale, the middle, which I call duration, and then an ending, a cessation of that inhale. And then sometimes there's a pause, sometimes not. And then there's the beginning, the birth of the exhale. And it too can be felt in duration, and then felt as ending. Then again, possibly a pause, very brief pause, or quite extensive, depending on your breath, this morning, this hour, this moment. So the stillness of the earth element creates the contrast for the movement of the wind element. So satisfying. The stillness and movement as one. So grounding. You can follow the breath at the tip of the nostrils. In and out. Just the tip of the nostrils, right above the upper lip, not deep inside the nostrils, please. You can follow the breath as an experience, as sensation, as a felt experience. And the breath as a whole, where you just feel the in come in through the nostrils and move through the body in whatever way it presents itself. You may feel the breath rising from underneath, like it's coming up through the sit bones and the perineum, or you may feel it as an experience moving down. Partially just the way you're attuned or what you're noticing, and partially, those of you who've done yoga may have been trained to perceive it a particular way, or again in martial arts. That's not so important, but that you feel it as movement. Curious, receptive, allowing the breath to breathe us, receiving this gift of life that the breath is. The sweetness of breath. Every inhale is a little bit of a stimulant. Every exhale is a little bit of a relaxation. We recommend that you find a way that you're following the breath and then stick with it for a sit. You can change at various sits if you need to, but in time it's very useful to have just a natural place that you go to for this participant observer. You're both receiving, feeling the breath, and observing the experience that you're having, a participant observer, having the experience and having the knowing that you're having the experience all at once. Again, this participant observer is a grounding experience. You're not lost, you're staying present, staying mindful, having choice. Any feeling of well-being, receive that well-being. For myself, I often will have just the beginning of a smile that arises in my lips, and I can feel twinkling in my eyes. Sometimes, when I'm really settling in, there comes a sweetness in the mouth, a little aliveness in the lips and the tongue. As one deeply opens to this, one experiences what's termed the beautiful breath, or the sense of well-being, so pervasive. The mind has become collected and unified with the breath. Remember patience. So much permission and patience, so much kindness towards ourselves. Remember to stay relaxed. If we are relaxed, the breath can move freely. The breath sometimes is long and sometimes short, sometimes labored, sometimes easeful. We just note, we're not fixing the breath. Sometimes the breath is very shallow. Sometimes it's quite deep. We are with the breath as it presents itself. Receiving, receiving. Wind element is like this. If the breath is too difficult an object for you to stay with, you can go back to the earth element or to just the body in general, body sensations, or even hearing. But I would ask that you give yourself a chance with the wind element, with the breath. Breath is breath, whether it's in you, me, the person next to you, the person behind you. This common experience. We are actually all breathing each other. Stillness of earth element. Grounding for the body. Movement of the wind element. But notice you can rest your mind on this moving object. Attention will rest on this moving object. You become grounded through the knowing, even though the breath has all these different elements happening, that you can feel. The attention is grounded on the entire experience. This is a key recognition for all of mindfulness. And you can know the truth of it here and now for yourself. Notice if the mind starts to become a little more collected and unified around this experience. Uh, Allow this to continue. If the mind wavers a lot going back to the body, that's okay. Keep the breath in the background if the body is in the foreground, body awareness, other body awareness. And then gently bring the breath back to the foreground. You will discover that even though the body calls for attention, you can let it stay in the background and keep the breath in the foreground. Body, breath is one, here, now. At times, the mind may get distracted and wander off to thinking, remembering, planning, fantasy. When you become aware of this, that the mind has wandered, just pause for a moment and recognize the truth without judging it or comparing or fixing it. You're just recognizing wandering mind. The end, no comment. And then recognizing that there's a choice you have because you're awake. This is why it's so important, this awakeness. You have a choice because you're awake in the moment. So you just recognize choice. And then choose to go back to the breath, gently but firmly making contact through the same aiming and sustaining. It does not matter how many times the mind wanders. You just always bring it back. We call that starting over, and it's as valuable and useful as any other part of the practice. So a wandering mind is just lots of opportunity to develop starting over, which requires patience and relaxation. Relax and receive this very inhale. This very exhale. Not the idea of the breath, but the experience in this very moment, here and now, of actual wind element manifesting as either inhale or exhale. And relax with it. Just relax. So at this point in our retreat, we're developing this anchor object, which for most of you, we're recommending it be the breath. But again, you may have a physical reason that it can't be the breath, and you would choose the body. Or again, you can choose hearing as, so sensations or hearing can be also objects. But if you think you can work with the breath, give it a day or two to see if it will develop. Because I had this infection coming out of a botched surgery, I coucouldn't get a full breath for 2.5 years. And this was very unsettling to my nervous system. So it made staying with the breath difficult as my object, as my anchor object. But in the end, it still was better than any other object. What I tended to do was breath and body together, because sometimes the breath, it would be, my nervous system would get too riled up over that. But still, I give you that as a little story of inspiration about how, because I know some of you do have breathing problems. And it can be, if you're coughing or something, the breath can elicit more of that. So right now, maybe you do body, and when your cough gets better, you go more to breath. It's a flexible exercise. It's not like rigid, fixed, you got to do this right now in this way. The purpose of the anchor object is to collect and unify the mind. As the mind is more collected and unified, when we're turning to all the various experiences of mind and body that are described in the Satipatthana Sutta, the four foundations of mindfulness, the mind is more clear and can see it more directly, and also it is more cooperative. You can place your mind on an experience like of emotion, and it'll just stay right there because it's contented. Once it becomes contented, it's much more easy to work with. So that's the value of this. And we teach a retreat every year called the Concentration Retreat, just for this purpose, to help people gain more skill in this. And again, it's not a test, it's not a performance, it's not a comparison competition. It's just you're moving in your way, in your unique practice. And then a second point of the anchor object is that when your mind starts spinning or getting caught in fantasy or planning or whatever, you've got something that you're used to, that you know really well, that's automatic, that you can go back to, and you can ground your attention. Just as if you let the earth element rest on earth, there's a kind of stillness, which many of you probably felt. The same way, attention will rest on the movement of breath. It's amazing that that's true, because it's a changing object. But it'll just sit right there. It'll just be totally comfortable, like your arm on an armchair. It'll just sit there. Takes a little practice, but very soothing. And then, eventually we'll open to all sorts of everything that's arising. We call that choiceless awareness. But this is where you get the foundation to be able to do that. So this is fundamental practice that's used, you know, for the next 50 years of your practice. Some announcements for today. One is that when you need to write the teachers or staff a note, please put your last initial, because we've got some overlapping names here. So your full name, first your full name in full, and then your last name initial. And today we're finishing our group practice discussion meetings. So if you did not attend a group practice discussion meeting yesterday, your name should be on the board out there in the foyer, that board on the left, and look to see which group you're in. If your name is not on there for some reason, and we've counted the names, so that shouldn't happen, but maybe it will anyway. If your name is not on there, but you did not have a group yesterday, and your name's not on there for today, then pick any group at any time and go to any group that you would like to go to. We don't think anybody's in that position, but you don't have to tell anybody. You just show up at a group and say, my name wasn't on the list either yesterday or today. And in terms of the walking practice, we're encouraging you, as you're doing the walking practice, to stay in the body and to stay in the lower half of the body. So when Aaron was talking about feeling the foot, the movement of the foot, you can feel the foot moving, the bottom of the foot moving. You can feel it as the foot moving, lifting, moving, placing. You can use little notes like that to help you. And you can walk at a moderate speed, a kind of a school zone speed, or that zombie-like speed, depending on how much attention you're paying. The more things you're noticing in your experience, the slower you have to walk to have time to notice those experiences. So the way it's been taught mostly is a three-part noticing, that you notice the lifting and moving and placing if you're going relatively slow. If you're going faster, it's just kind of right, left, or touch, touch, because you're moving too fast for the mind to register more. And again, like Aaron said, if your mind gets distracted by the beauty, stop and just note seeing, with appreciation of the seeing. But the phenomena that's predominant is seeing. And then when you have choice, go back to the walking and the moving. Movement practice is a concentration practice. It is a collecting and unifying practice, so it helps with the sitting in that way. And please do the moving, because it also balances you out energetically from the sitting. So as Aaron said that first day, please don't skip it in some way. At 4:45 today, there will be a metta, the loving-kindness instruction offered. And for those of you who are new, and I know some of you were asking yesterday about it in one of my groups, that it is a practice of the heart, and it's, again, a balancing practice to the sitting practice, and a very good for emotional balance. And so encourage all of you to come at 4:45. And we will offer this periodically, but not every day during the retreat. This metta, loving kindness, is a common translation, but a kind of cultivation of friendliness would be another, a cultivation of well-wishing, this kind of translation. So in terms of the sitting, and some people, maybe particularly among the less experienced, yeah, there's complaints about lower back and hips and all of the dukkha again that Aaron last night was saying, that, you know, this is part of the experience. And it was for many, many, many years for me, very difficult for me to sit. And that's normal. On the other hand, if you're having trouble in the lower back, you might try bringing a towel or bringing something that you tilt a little differently. So the tilt of the lower back, and particularly staying in that same tilt for long periods of time, can start to really aggravate that lower back. And lower back is not an area we want to be aggravated. And it's okay for the legs to hurt, but we don't want something seeming to go wrong in the knees. So be very careful with that. You can take little, if you're sitting cross-legged, you can take a pair of socks and put a sock in the fold of each knee, and that can help. You can, again, you can support your knees. I personally don't recommend having one knee supported and the other, or one leg supported and not the other. I think that getting yourself off balance is going to show up in your back in the course of your practice. So stay, keep your hip level. To address this more specifically, and you don't have to remember the times, or you don't have to remember when you're invited to come. So all you have to do is know this is happening and look at the board afterwards. At 1:15 today, in the upstairs walking room, I will do offer a little 30-minute session on various stretches you can use to help balance out all the tightness from the sitting. And this will be for people whose last name begins with A through K. And then again at 6:15, for people whose last name begins with L through Z, I'll offer the same thing. And the reason is, in case You know, there's too many people to be able to, it's to give it a chance for a little more intimacy, and our group is what I'm splitting into. If you have a yogi job and you were invited to come between, because your initial starts with A and K, but you've got a yogi job or something at that time, then come at the later one. And same if it's the later one, come at the earlier one. So there's not a huge rigidity of this, but it's just so that everybody gets a chance to be there. That clear enough? It will be on the board, posted. You don't have to remember this now. So it's time for us to go to our groups. Today, practice staying with the breath. Staying with the breath. You don't have to use the earth element and the wind element the way I did. That was to get you to the felt sense of it. You can just go to the breath in whatever way you want to go to the breath. And again, where you wish to follow it, belly, chest, nostrils, full breath, developing a way that you stay with it for a period of time. So this sit, you'll move around till you find what's right for you, but then you stay with it in this way, not grabbing the breath, not wanting the breath to be a particular way. And just be with what is. You're receiving the breath. You're curious about it. You're open to it. And when that sense of, oh, I'm actually focused at this moment, there's this, I'm there with the breath, receive that, recognize that's happening. Okay? So that's the instruction. Steady, steady, steady. And then one last instruction. Just for when you're walking down after the 12 o'clock sit and you're walking down to lunch, I invite you to walk down as an embodied knowing. Feel that you're embodied. Because walking downhill, you don't have to do that much work. So just feel your body and feel your breath, and then realize that you're aware of all these other things too. It's like you're fully awake. You're awake to the body, you're awake to the mind, all the senses. You're just embodied awareness walking down a hill. Just try that. Have a wonderful day of practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.